I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I'm out there in the real world. I mean, everybody has to work, right? My job is CS, customer service, solutions, relationships, generating motivation to keep my team pumped up and connected to every single guest that walks into that store to pick up one thing or a whole entire basket full of things. Our goal is to be absolutely on our game. This is CTCS, episode number 8, Good Game. Now clean up the locker room.
All right, here we go. Another day in CS. A lot of action always taking place on this day. A lot of discounts, a lot of people wanting bigger discounts, a lot of people, you know, looking at shelves because, you know, distribution is just so tough right now. And you know, I hear the stories, I understand the stories, but at the same time, you know, why? Why? I mean, it's like, this is 2021, but then again, you know, this is the first year after COVID where distribution was interrupted because people just weren't going to work. But we're here in CS. This is the coldest weather that we've had in a long time. And the moment I got here, it was like a gigantic wall of hot furnace air. And it's like, oh my God, with as much as I move around, this is going to be like doing heated yoga. Well, that was a welcome surprise. You know, you always hear of companies that you know, profit share and share it with their employees. But wow, I didn't see this coming. I mean, you talk about a blessing. I mean, from out of nowhere, you get this check. I've just been so blown away by it. I moved, totally moved. Makes me want to just work harder now. Very crowded store. Very, very crowded. Not only is it senior day, but our pro football team has a game tonight. And even though it's out of town, you know, people still have their backyard parties, their garage parties and stuff like that. And they're in here. They're getting the ribs, man. They're getting the beer. They're getting everything that they need to do. And it's crowded. The lines are long. And really, you've got to work as a team. Your CS team has got to be on their game so that these guys can get to their game on time and get there in a good mood. Because I would hate to go to a football party and you know, you're kind of hidden away, and somebody starts complaining about the grocery store that they were at and it happened to be your store. That would just level me. But man, our team is here. We're gonna win. I don't know if it's a pet peeve, but I always feel extremely embarrassed when somebody is checking out and you don't know that they're on the telephone, but they're just talking away and you're going, oh my god, I'm supposed to be participating with this conversation. And then they look at you, then they look at their phone and they go, and you're like, yo, dummy, I'm on the phone. And it's like, ew. I mean, that happens so often because of the way that people can talk now. I mean, it's like they're not holding any device up to their face the way that smartphones used to be. It's embarrassing. I will admit to you that I don't know if it's because I'm blessed with the opportunity to spend time with a lot of comedians and actors and things like that, but I do kind of chuckle inside when our guests try to be funny. And it's like, do you guys understand that a comedian has to craft their joke? And that's why jokes are so funny. And so when you pop one up on me, it's really funny because it's like somebody singing out of tune and you go, great, you sound beautiful. But they're trying, you know, as long as they bring positive energy, I love you. I love you so much. We're still on that schedule where we're closing 2 hours early. And, you know, as a paid employee by the hour, that affects my line. And you know, and so coworkers that are going to be with me tonight are going, my God, man, we got out of here like 30 minutes after we closed last night. And I was and I'm thinking, well, that's great for you, but it's not going to be great for me on that next paycheck. And you know, that's, you know, in radio, I was paid a salary. This is my first job where I get paid by the hour. And so, you know, why do I show up early and stay late? Because I'm trying to survive. I think one of the most difficult things to do, and I've got to learn how to work through it with time management, is that when I do get a lunch break, that 30 minutes is spent making deals and making sure that I get voiceover jobs for commercials and or getting booked for other promotions and things like that. And so I sit in a room And I go through email, through email, through email. I book all my interviews that I have to have. And I mean, I'm booking like a month, 2 months in advance now. And I've got to be on my game. And, you know, it's, you go from the, you know, the hustle and the bustle up there in CS. And then to then now you switch hats immediately. And because you still have a life that's outside this store. And that life has got to keep moving no matter what. And it can be difficult because it's emotionally draining is what it is. And so, but focus, it's all about focus. It really is.
9 o'clock, baby. Officially closed. Yep. Those new rules where we close at 9 rather than 11. And you got a lot of stragglers, a lot of people that, oh my God, I feel for them so much bad because a lot of them are coming into, sure, they're getting the beer, they're getting the pizzas and stuff like that, but a lot of them are parents and they're coming here to get diapers and baby food and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, go. And you know, you really want to work with them. And then you've got some people that like to come in and they like to haggle. They like to sit there and say, hey, man, it's 9 o'clock. You guys are closed. I'm only going to give you so much money for this because it doesn't look fresh. No, it doesn't work that way. But they try to haggle you is what they try to do. It's, you know, it's exciting to close because it is a different story every day. And there's no way you can really prepare for it except to just keep calm, keep peaceful, and always, always, always offer a smile. Somebody recently asked me, what is it like to clean the store starting at 9 o'clock? And the best way I could describe it is, picture your favorite NFL team or your favorite NBA team out there for four quarters. Because when you work at a grocery store, it's nonstop. You get little breaks and things like that, but you're constantly lifting, you're constantly moving, you're constantly, I mean, when you're putting in 17,000 to 20,000 steps, you know, a day and constantly lifting big things, you know, it's a workout. Now, what is it like when it's time to clean up? It'd be like the coach going, man, good game, but here's the thing, go clean up the locker room. This will make you laugh while cleaning the windows in both lobbies. Pound, 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 knock, 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 and guy's on the other side, and he says, why is your doors closed? I said, well, we started closing at 9 p.m. because of COVID, we can't get enough people to work for us. And he goes, man, this is wrong. This is not customer service, this is wrong. And I said, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go over here and I've got a QR code and it'll hurry up and lock you in on how you can get a job here. And he looks at me and he goes, I ain't working no stupid grocery store. Well, that's what we face. They want us to stay open longer than 9 o'clock. Be a part of the team. Let's reach out for the community.